We're calling it the Andrew Project with regards to memorializing William and Agnes Andrew, who the project will leave a significant amount of money in the community of Peace River. It's through their daughter, Dorothy Whitmire, who recently passed away in October, and she left in her will a significant amount of money to be administered to the betterment of the community of Peace River. And that is being funneled through the Rotary Club in Eugene, Oregon, partnering with the Rotary Club here in Peace River. And we are accepting applications right up until December 31st of this year. We want to open it up to the whole community here. There's all kinds of projects that this could go for. Mm-hmm. There are very few restrictions on it. Has to be a little bit longer-term nature, and Dan, longer-term nature, 5 years minimum, and we're looking at projects that are going to benefit a range of the community.
Right.
Nothing specific when we talk about the range. It could be young people, could be the recreational people, could be the arts and crafts sector. There's very few limitations as to what it could be applied for.
It's pretty much self-explanatory, though, if you go to the Rotary website and download the application form.
Yep, Rotary website. It's prrotary.ca, and the application form is there. And if you've got any questions, there's a listing of people, fellow Rotarians, that are on there that you can contact, and we'll help you work through the process.
Now, I have a question about the amount, because I was given to understand it's between $500,000 and $700,000. First of all, do you have any sense of how that money was accumulated in the first place?
The Dorothy and her husband operated in Eugene, Oregon for in that area for a number of years. They ended up accumulating a number of pieces of property, and these properties were homes in different parts of Oregon and Colorado. He was originally from Colorado. That's where he originally came from. He still had some property there. So it's now time, after her passing, to sell all this property. Pieces of it have been sold already, and we have been informed that the minimum that the rest of the property is going to generate will lead to well over $500,000. There's approximately that much in there right now. So there's going to be more property sold, and it'll get closer to $700,000 in the next number of months.
So real estate is the short answer.
Real estate is the short answer as to where the majority of it came from.
Okay, and it's definitely a seller's market, it would seem, in Oregon.
Right now, there's hopefully some big buyers out there, and hopefully they're spending all kinds of money to get this property, and it'll benefit Peace River.
Excellent. So looking at about $700,000 to date, what would you say have been the number of people or number of organizations that have applied for this?
There have been inquiries and applications come in from larger groups that are looking for the full amount. They want $700,000, all the way down to smaller groups and smaller applications wanting $100,000 or $150,000 for their particular projects. And it's everything from the recreational community here in Peace River all the way into the fine arts community that we've had applications as well.
My goodness, just off the top of my head, I could think about the gymnastics club in Peace River as one, 12-foot Davis Ballpark as another one. Now, here's a question. Does it have to be within the geographic boundary of Peace River that this project has to be used?
Really good question. We are taking a bigger picture of that and saying the community of Peace River is larger than just the town of Peace River. And so we go beyond that town boundary, and we're expanding that. If it's going to be for the community of Peace River, it has to be for the other areas. We have also taken the approach that William Andrew was a blacksmith here in town, and he performed blacksmith duties for a large number of years, and it wasn't just for the town of Peace River. It was for the farmers in the region and everything like that. He had an impact on this. So we're taking a bigger picture of it right now. And so we're encouraging a wider range of applications to come in because of that.
Okay. Now, people at this time of the year, for some strange reason, are preoccupied with something else. And But still, the deadline is fast approaching, December 31st. Why that particular deadline, Greg?
Well, the deadline is tied, interestingly enough, to the process that where we have to go through. The first stage of the process will be the Peace River Rotary Club, making a decision on the number of applicants that are going to go forward. Mm-hmm. And then there's steps to the process. Then those applicants will be forwarded on to the Eugene Delta Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. They will look at them and make their selection and narrow it down even further. And then the final arbitrator in it happens to be Dorothy Whitmire's lawyer. And he will make the final decision as to what projects are finally approved. And then we will come back and that those final approvals will come back and the money will start flowing through the Rotary Club here in Peace River to those projects.
And I understand that members of the Rotary Club in Oregon are going to be in Peace River in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, first part of February. The first from February 6th through the 10th, they're going to be here in Peace River, and that is a time when we're looking forward to taking those projects that have gone that far in the application process and mm-hmm. actually having presentations to those visiting Rotarians from Eugene.
Ah, so it's very interesting. This is a multi-step process.
Multi-step, and we hope it is not too complex of a steps that we'll go through, but hopefully in the end we'll have benefit for Peace River.
Right. First step, of course, is to go and download that application form, and then from there, you as chairman of the committee. And who else is on this committee, by the way?
Yes, a number of Rotarians are on the committee. Local businessman Richard Rhodes and Cam Deckant, a fellow YL Country and Kicks may be familiar with, Terry Babby.
I've heard of him.
The gentleman's name. Paul Bennett from mm-hmm. Peace River School Division, David Humphreys from the school division as well, Peace River School Division, and Rachel Van Tamlin, and local businessman Brent Taylor.
Okay, so you've got some heavy hitters on there, and boy, is this kind of a nice problem to have, Greg?
This is a great problem. It's not very often that a Rotary Club gets this kind of a bequeath coming their way. And we are really looking forward to doing something significant here in Peace River.
You are wearing a red sweater. People can't see that, of course, on the radio, but you don't have a sack. Do you feel like Santa Claus?
Actually, the purpose of the red sweater is so that when I go up and ring the bell for the Salvation Army here in a few minutes,
okay.
that I will be a standout.
Okay, I think you certainly will be. So once again, the Rotary website is a great source of information. Is there a phone number that people can contact if they're interested?
Absolutely. If they want to contact me, 780-624-8520.
And of course, you mentioned some of the other names, and you can corner them at coffee shops around town and talk to them as well.
And I encourage that, yes.
And once again, the registration deadline, and this is really important, is December 31st.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you to you and your wife, Eunice.
Ah.
Not a board trustee.
Right.
Right. And Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Dan. Merry Christmas to you.
And Greg Warnock has been live in our studio. We've been talking about this very special project from the Rotary Club of Eugene Delta, located in Eugene, Oregon, which is administering a memorial project through the Rotary Club of Peace River.